70 years, 70 stories. Beyond the Blitz with BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
My name is Dennis Adler. I'm 85 years old. I was 15 years old at the time of the Coventry Blitz. It so happened at the time I was a member of the St John's Ambulance Brigade Cadets, and we were allocated as stretcher bearers to go on duty when the sirens went. I was stationed at Goulston Road Hospital. When the sirens went, I just went from home to Goulston Road. In fact, I stayed on duty for 5 days. Being in the hospital building, you weren't really aware of what went on outside. We knew that by the number of casualties and the fact that the bombs were raining down all the time, that it was more than the smaller air raids that we'd had prior to it. We carried on quite as well as we could during the night. We were kept very busy, but the thing was, of course, I was not in a position to know anything really about dealing with their injuries, and of course the full-time staff at the hospital were very busy. I mean, to be quite blunt, what happened was that quite a lot of people died untreated because there just weren't the people there to deal with them, and of course the numerous injuries that they had to be dealt with as and when. A lady was brought in on a stretcher, cuddling a baby, and it happened both of them were dead. They'd been killed by blast, not injured. Didn't look. There was nothing on them, no damage on them at all. It was just a matter of moving her into an area where we had already a number of people who had died, unfortunately. The next morning, the matron asked me if I'd mind going out and sending a telegram. We didn't know what the situation was outside the hospital grounds. What really surprised me was how quiet it was everywhere. I mean, there's no water, no gas, electricity. And it was only when I went that I discovered all the damage that had been done between Goulston Road and the centre of town was just rubble.
Up to that night, we were surprised if we heard that this or that building had been hit. That Friday morning, we were surprised when we heard that a building hadn't. And as we walked round the ruined streets, we hardly knew what to do.
I had a job to recognise places that I'd known, you know, all my short life. You just couldn't comprehend what had happened to everything and what, you know, what about people. I mean, you just couldn't fathom it out. I think a police constable said you're wasting your time because you won't get any information sent out from here. I mean, all I was thinking, well, I wonder if my mum and dad and the rest of my family are all right. And fortunately, they were. You see, after the raids, it was a bit chaotic. The casualties had to be moved because they couldn't be dealt with in such vast numbers by the small number of staff. They converted some Midland Red buses into ambulances, and they would probably take 6 to 10 stretcher cases and probably 4 walking cases. And in fact, I went on one trip and found that on the bus that I was on was my uncle, my auntie and a cousin. They'd been bombed in Oxford Street, which is not far from the centre of town. They were looking for heroes after the Blitz, and someone went to the person in charge of the ambulance service to ask for people to be recommended. And they evidently had a meeting and all decided that there was no way they were going to pick out any of them individually. The powers that be decided that they would create their own award, and it's known as the Dale Award, and I think 38 of these medals were cast. They're silver. The whole lot. They were distributed to people who were actually on duty that night. Well, I'm quite proud, actually.
All you could hear was bombs dropping. Everybody was scared to death.
70 years.
I saw this, a huge red ball in the sky. And she said, that's the cathedral.
70 stories.
Sometimes the searchlight's got a plane.
Beyond the Blitz with BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
You get through it because you don't have any choice.